Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, September 14th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. GFA missionary hostages are released in India. We get the behind-the-scenes story of how one mission group puts the rubber to the road and Young Life sets its sights on a new season. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in India with a miraculous turn of events in northern Bihar. An anti-Christian group in the village last week kidnapped 3 Gospel for Asia workers and threatened to kill them within 48 hours. GFA's KP Yohanan says 17 of their church leaders negotiated with the village leaders for the trio's lives.
There was significant hours of talking back and forth, explaining, and I am convinced it was not just the 17 of our pastors going and talking to these men that changed the situation, although that helped. But I believe God supernaturally changed the hearts of these men. And the amazing thing was, all of a sudden they said, okay, we will let them go. Just like that.
Yohanan says the 3 are determined to stay the course.
From all indications right now, is that they will continue to serve the Lord. They are a little cautious as to the extent of our visible activity. They are now deeply concerned about teaching the new believers and make sure they grow up in faith. There's no indication that they have to leave the community at this time. At the same time, they'll continue to do the ministry.
Next, evangelicals in Iran are facing harsh crackdowns as police arrested 80 church leaders last week. According to Compass Direct, police invaded a gathering of leaders in the city of Karaj, arresting all present. Authorities interrogated and released most of the believers, but 10 pastors remain held at an unknown location. The Iranian government has strictly limited the activities of Christians in Iran. Pray for the release of the pastors and for the wisdom of Iranian evangelicals during this time of crisis. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are many cogs in the mechanism of getting missionaries and Bible translators onto the field. JAR's John Mark says he's responsible for making the rubber meet the road.
Moving the missionaries' goods to the country that God has assigned them to, we do that not only for Wycliffe missionaries, but any evangelical mission board. So we come actually to your home, and we put the stuff on the truck, and we take it to whatever port it needs to be exported from.
Marks explains that drivers, mechanics, and warehouse personnel are essential non-traditional support teams. He helps keep a fleet of 7 tractor trailers running with the goal of kingdom building.
If we can do that for less cost to each missionary, well, then in essence what we're doing is getting them to the field sooner because they're not out having to raise the funds to ship things at commercial rates. What we're doing here, without God involved in this, this could not exist.
Meanwhile, Young Life is a ministry that's taking Christ to schools around the United States and around the world. 3,200 full-time staff and 12,000 volunteers help with this outreach, but they're only as effective as their training. Young Life's training director, Cliff Anderson, says every Christian needs to have the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other.
We've got to have people who understand what's going on in the culture, who are simultaneously discouraged by what's going on, but also know their Bible so well that they are able to relate the gospel to kids in a very pagan kind of world.
While training is important, Anderson says they can't be successful without people.
We currently work with over 1 million kids in our mission, and we understand that, of course, is just the beginning. So in order to reach even more kids than that, we have to have more staff and more volunteers.
And finally, a Mission Aviation Fellowship airplane is sitting grounded in the Congo, waiting for a new engine. MAF work in the Democratic Republic of Congo is vital, providing physical and spiritual life-saving flights in remote areas across the Congo. Missionaries and nationals have seen the Congolese church grow as tens of thousands of people have come to Christ in recent years. Pray that MAF will raise the money needed for a new engine to maintain the crucial flights throughout that area. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.